You are listening to the Social Media and Search Engine Podcast. To learn about getting your business found online, to grow your brand, and generate tons more revenue. Here now is inspired marketer, entrepreneur, and renowned author with Entrepreneur Magazine and Huffington Post, just to name a few. Let's give a big hand to the dude, the main man, the Viking, Jan Rognerud.
And hello, everybody. This is Jan again. We are live here in this broadcast. This is a big one. This is exciting. I mean, who's not heard of Facebook? Not too many, I would say. Well, it's an exciting platform, to say the least, on so many levels. But today, I'm here to talk about how to write ads that work for Facebook and actually how you can use their platform. Now, most people find this pretty straightforward. You set up the account, you create ad campaigns and types and upload an image, write some text, set your targets, location, budget, and off you go, sit back and wait and hope, right? That's how thousands of people do this. But I'm going to share with you how to do it the right way today. But first, let me just tell you, my name is Jan Rognerud, and I'm an author of The Ultimate Guide to Optimizing Your Website, part of the Ultimate Guide series from Entrepreneur Press, Entrepreneur Magazine. I have a search marketing agency, chaosmap.com, focus on SEO, search engines, social media, Facebook, Twitter, advertising, consulting, and training. And I've been written up on the New York Times, Yahoo, Social Media Today, Social Media Examiner. I write for Huffington Post as well. But this is not about me. This is about you. And remember, we're going to talk about how you can write ads on the Facebook that gets more engagement. And I'll talk about what engagement means. And before I answer that question, let me get back to what I opened with. You know, the platform itself for Facebook, not Google, but for Facebook, is pretty straightforward, as I said. But ultimately, it's a lot harder to learn how to get clicks and engagement. I talked a little bit about this a moment ago. You know, likes, comments, shares, you know, engagement overall, and ultimately, of course, sales. And if you think about this, I actually wrote an article about how these pay-per-click engines are really rigged against you. You can search for my name in Huffington Post and you'll find that article up there. But Facebook was really built a little differently than some of these other ad platforms. And really surrounding the whole idea of photos, pictures, you know, profile sharing, expanding your networks, started back in the dorm rooms at Harvard with Mr. Zuckerberg, certainly have come a long way since those days. But the idea was that you could engage and share online. And the pictures and the faces were really what was the core focus. And if you think about it, the name makes sense. The Facebook, as it was called back then. Well, we're going to show you how you can write better ads using images in Facebook today. But the question still remains, how can you write ads that actually engage? Well, in marketing and certainly advertising specifically, it's this. It's on one world, it's what you want to say. On the other world, and the other side, is what they're interested in. So that's you versus your audience. And right smack in the middle there is relevancy. And that's what you're seeing on that slide right now. But again, I'm going to talk about how to create engaging advertising using images, pictures on Facebook. And remember, cute tricks, and you've seen them, right? The little, you know, smiley girl with her boobs hanging out and, you know, a red border or some ugly color to try and draw an attention. That's not what I'm talking about. That is not the way to build your brand for the long term. So I want to urge you to be more considerate and think about your audience and what they want and what you can provide for them. And before you begin on the seven steps, I'm going to break them down for you here. Be very clear on who your audience is. In fact, so much of advertising dollars are lost simply by not knowing who they're talking to. What do they want? And by the way, you can get more. Just visit my blog at johnrognerud.com/blog. Search for the Facebook post, and you can learn more by downloading my Web Profits Formula Guide. I actually show you how you can get you know, more specific about how to optimize your pages and customer profiles. So with that, my friends, my gals and lads, let's dig into it here. And as I said in the post there, make sure that you understand these by great detail. Your initial competitive market research and analysis is key to success here. This is not about, you know, cute tips or, you know, an easy click button in Facebook. Really, this is serious research that needs to be applied. So I'm going to start out here with you seeing the slide. Research, like, and follow. What I mean by this is you must follow the people in your target audience, you know, the companies, the people, the individuals. And you can do this. There's many options. One that I like to use a lot is searching in Facebook and just using the people who like pages similar to option. So if you're in the gardening business, is there a top vendor there? Well, people who like pages similar to gardening.com, right? You'll see who they are. You can see their metrics. You can get in and like them. And that's step number two, actually. By liking them and engaging with them, watching their ads, you can screenshot those, study them. And of course, when I talk about, you know, following others, I'm also talking about other social media platforms. So you may find that, hey, I'm getting some great information here in step one. In step two, I'm drilling down further. I'm watching their ads. I'm following them. I'm seeing them out on Twitter and on LinkedIn. Maybe they have a YouTube channel. Go ahead and do your research there. Make sure that you understand, again, your audience very with great detail. So number three, you want to opt in for their top emails. When I say top, they typically have a big human grabber, a lead magnet that's strong. You know, the top 10 tips to, you know, the things you don't know about X. Opt in for those, get those. And if you want to, you can set that up as a different email account so it doesn't clutter your regular email account. Just set up another one and make sure you get those and watch and follow and see what they're doing inside their world. Number four, as you're doing that, determine, are there commonalities between offers and messages? You know, think about where you could be different, what you might be doing that is either complementary. Most of the time I like to get the research done, as I said, but we like to look at where you might be different, where you stand out based on that research, based on the messaging, and where they are going. Clearly, just copy and pasting is what I'm not, that's not what I'm talking about here. See, I'm so excited, I can't even talk here, right? This is like critical stuff here. And as you move to number five, you can now start to drill down into the industry that you're in more specifically. But the question in number five is really this. Is this a area or an industry or a segment on Facebook that already has very savvy marketers? And, you know, maybe they're super, super skeptical. You know, they know this field too well. You're going to have a tough road with that one. And perhaps it's even too broad. You've gone for the industry like internet marketing. Way too broad, right? You need to then go into a different direction. That's why we talk about sub-niches and differentiate yourself. So now, when you have all this information gathered, you'll be much clearer on your messaging and where you can go with your audience and move into a sub-niche. And you can really stand out there. As long as you be very specific about the messaging and your targeting options. And for all of this, and this is really the final step, I have some additional tips here, so hang on, there's a little more coming. But the idea with all of this now is that you test. You get opt-ins into your own world until you can send them some more information. But the idea is that you get maybe 20 to 30 opt-ins per day and sell at least one product for sale per day. And you want to do this low ticket, you know, under $20, maybe $10. And only test with what's called the desktop newsfeed option in Facebook. You don't want to go mobile. You don't want to go app-centric. Just create one campaign per interest. That is, you know, keyword in the SEO realm. And just use one image. I found that using many images, actually Facebook makes it very easy for you to do this, but it clutters your search results and your tracking. And of course, I'm talking about one campaign here, but for more advanced users, you should create multiple campaigns at one time. So what I wanted to do here is, as we're rounding this out, to give you some additional tips. And as I said, how you write ads to the audience is based on not only the research, but using pictures and using pictures that speaks to your audience. And it's based on your findings. Another tip here is that, you know, as you see the campaigns progressing, you're click-through rates. People are going to click less. You might get less click counts. This is what we call image blindness. People are seeing your ads. They're not clicking. You need to upload a new image and continue to test. Also, make sure that you use benefit-driven text. So I see a lot of features and specials. The idea is not necessarily to sell right out the gate. Now, I'm talking generically here because if you have a taco shop and you have your Taco Thursday going and your audience that you're advertising to are already on your quote-unquote Facebook like list, well, you can advertise to them and simply state 20% off, as you recall, come down Thursday at from between 5 to 7. I'm talking generically speaking about how to write ads, not these custom promotions. These are campaigns that you build out, which is a little bit different. And using the PAS model, we talk about this a lot, is the problem, agitate, solve area. Use that where you can and test this for 2 to 5 days, probably a good range overall, and watch for the CTRs, the click-through rates and engagement, and track conversions via the Facebook script pixel. And I'm throwing some things at you here so that you can hear the terms and you can understand what we do. But the idea is that writing for Facebook is a little bit different than any other platform because it's so image and now, of course, video-centric. And, of course, here as we come to a close, make sure that you take these clicks to a relevant landing page. Make sure that you upsell them with a quick video explaining what they're about to get. Throw them a product at the end. That's the under $20 product. You can do this direct to camera or via slides. Get them on your email list so they have liked your page, they've engaged. You get them on their email list. Make sure that they confirm that email list. And then run a value and sales sequence. The value and sales is really where you provide value and send them to the custom landing page. And other than that, that's about all you need to do. So I hope this has been helpful for you. And if you need any Facebook ads help, you can certainly hire my team here. And you can hire my team, as I said, and we'll help you out with the planning here. We'll get that into execution for you. We'll help you track all the analytics and optimize it. And that's simply chaosmap.com. And you can go there and, happy to guide you through it if you just want to ask some questions as well. And as usual, to get more, I love doing these for you. This presentation has been awesome here today. There's more on the blog. Make sure that you listen to this on iTunes as well. Get new episodes, free podcasts, workshops, and book updates. My latest book is out in the bookstores right now. Go to www.jonrognerud.com. And that is my name, jonrognerud.com. Always having a blast doing these. I hope you're excited as well. Again, not intended to give you a lot of detail in specific, just an overview here. But I hope you take action. Subscribe today. And as usual, if you want to change your future, you can create that today by starting today. I'm fired up as normal. I'll see you in the next presentation, the next broadcast, and have a good one, guys and gals. Later.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Social Media and Search Engine Podcast with your host, Jon Rognerud.